The Minister for Justice, Heather Humphreys, is to consult with the Attorney General on licensing laws surrounding outdoor hospitality. The move comes after Gardaí in Galway raised concerns over the legality of serving alcohol in newly erected outdoor areas over the weekend. Members of the hospitality industry have expressed frustration at the lack of clarity. They've been talking to our reporter, Cian McCormack.
We have an Ear, which is a Michelin star restaurant, Cava Bodega, which is a tapas bar, and Tartar, which is a cafe and wine bar.
Your reaction to what happened in Galway over the weekend, what is it?
I suppose a bit confused.
JP McMahon is director of the Eat Galway Restaurant Group.
Even we've been serving food and wine outside Cava for 10 years. Now, it seemed to be focused more on the pubs in terms of publicans getting visits to say that they're in breach of the law serving alcohol outside in spaces, I suppose, designated that the government has allowed them to do. So there is confusion.
If JP is confused, he says Galway's pub and restaurant owners are frustrated.
Thousands and thousands have been spent by restaurateurs and publicans. And for their guards to come along and say, sorry, this is, you're breaking the law, doesn't make sense. And I really think the guards should be communicating with the government.
For him, government organised an outdoor summer and it should have thought it through.
I think it hasn't been thought through. I think that, I mean, the fact that if the pubs are doing something illegal, I mean, technically it is not their fault. They have been told to serve people outside. We hear the ads that think outside. I do think that the government needs to act swiftly and just make sure that I really think that they should be giving the guards directive saying, look, these businesses they've been closed for 18 months, some of them, the pubs, and they need these outdoor seats. They need outside dining and pints.
Liz Stoll, publican Christy Walsh, was shocked when he heard about what happened in Galway.
It came as a bit of a shock because from talking to publicans all over the county of Kerry, things seem to have been going very, very well. No issues have come before us at a county level anyway.
He's the Kerry County Chairman of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.
Discretion would have worked for a long time in between people in business like myself and the publicans and Gardaí. I find it very hard to see how the Gardaí will be allowed act on their own discretion anymore, because the way things have gone for the last couple of years as regards everything now is the letter of the law.
Well, if they can't act on their own discretion, what's the solution in your opinion?
The solution would probably be something that'll have to come into the statute books, and it'll have to be enacted. Until then, I would be just hoping that the Gardaí and the publicans can work together and to avoid any situations that may occur.
Back in Galway, CEO of Galway Bay Brewery, Jason O'Connell, is still reeling from a visit he got from Gardaí last Thursday.
We had a visit on last Thursday, yeah.
And what happened?
The message was what we're doing isn't legal from a licensing point of view. Although the area is pedestrianised and the areas of outdoor seating, it's illegal to sell alcohol on those tables.
How did you react then when you got this communication on Thursday? What did you do over the weekend?
Well, we continued to trade because we think common sense will prevail. We know Heather Humphreys and a lot of other people have become involved.
€30,000, that's how much you've spent in the Galway Bay Brewery Group on your various premises to get people outside safely. When you got the message from Gardaí on Thursday, what way did you react? How did you feel?
Just disbelief. Everything so far has been about the outdoor summer. And here we are again. Just confusion and, just disbelief.
That's the CEO of Galway Bay Brewery ending that report by Cian McCormack. And the Minister for Justice spoke to reporters a short time ago. Let's have a listen to what Heather Humphreys had to say.
This has worked extremely well right across the country. There is one area where there seems to be difficulties. As I said, I'd like them to sit down and try and work that out. However, I have spoken with the AG, and if we do need to make changes, we will do, because government will support the hospitality sector in providing outdoor dining to allow people to go out and enjoy themselves as we recover from this pandemic.
Well, the issue was discussed at a meeting of Galway City Joint Policing Committee today. Councillor Neil McNeillis is the chair of the Joint Policing Committee in Galway, and he joins me now on the line. Councillor McNeillis, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Did you manage to clear up any of this confusion at that meeting today?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the Gardaí themselves knew how much confusion there was, frustration and anger from the business community in the city. They visited a number of premises over last Thursday and Friday. No fines have been issued, no furniture has been lifted or anything like that. But what they are looking for is pure clarification of exactly what they're supposed to do. And they will be using the discretion. But at the end of the day, is that they can't just be, you know, just wave a blind eye to this. And they were looking for national legislation to be looked at, to be brought in through the licensing laws. One thing that was clear is that a local authority, which was issued last week by a press release that was issued by government, they turned out that local government should be able to introduce bylaws. Under the Local Government Act, it takes up to 8 weeks to introduce a bylaw. Where, I mean, and that's if you're lucky, but at the time it's advertised in the paper and discussed and all that kind of stuff. And that's the law that's there for that. So 8 weeks is too long for that, for this clarification.
Yeah.
So what we need is we need national legislation to be brought in first.
I'm sure lots of people are very confused this lunchtime. I'm looking at, say, for example, if I had applied to have seating or fencing or anything like that outside my pub or my restaurant in Galway City, for example, which is where you are, I could have. There's an application form. Your application for license to place structures on, under, or over, or along a public road. This is Galway City Council. And the general conditions I'm looking at are number 22. If intoxicating liquor is being served in the area covered by this license, the licensee must also comply with the requirements of the Intoxicating Liquor Act. The attention of the licensee is also drawn to the Galway City Council Intoxicating Liquor Bylaws 2002, which prohibit the consumption of intoxicating liquor in public places. Failure to comply with the provisions of the Act and bylaws may result in the withdrawal of the street furniture license. Why would I apply for street furniture to serve alcohol if I wasn't allowed to serve alcohol?
Yeah, I mean, my own business is based on Key Street, and I've seen this for the last 30 years. People have been putting tables and chairs outside, and it appears now that they never had permission to do that in the first place. When we issue a Section 254, which gives you permission to put tables and chairs outside your premises, that's strictly for dining. Right? And if we look at what the Board Fáilte campaign has always been about, the dining outdoors, it never said anything about drinking. This was flagged on the 7th of May by the Chief Superintendent to his senior management, and also by the CCMA, the City and County Managers Association, has flagged this well in advance as well. So they've known about this for a month and a half. Galway may be the first place to do it, but I can be sure that every other chief in the country at the moment is looking at this, because at the end of the day, what happens is that when these punters are outside their various bars, sitting down, they're no longer in a licensed area. This needs to be sorted.
But Councillor, you knew they were going to drink. Why issue licences for furniture to drink if you're not allowed to drink?
Well, I think national government turned around and insisted that local government be the ones to actually sort out this mess that they've actually created. They knew they're the ones that have the powers. They're the ones that can introduce emergency legislation. Again, it takes 8 weeks for local authorities to do this, and they flagged this well in advance first. I mean, in Galway, we've had a bylaw that allows no drinking in public, yet we've had an issue because the way the policing works at the moment and the 4Es that they're engaging, explain, encourage, and there's a last resort in force. The Gardaí have always tried to do a whole idea of policing by consent.
Yes, but,
and actually,
but
by turning around saying designated...
Not ignore the laws. Did Gardaí give you any indication today that they were going to ignore the laws?
Well, I think what they're going to do is they've been asked by a minister for discretion. Now, I've never heard
what
of anybody...
Mean?
You know, discretion, what? Turn a blind eye? Which that's not the guard's role to do. The guard's rule is actually enforce the law. So you're going to see the guard basically doing what they're doing. They've visited the premises. They've told people that what the law is. But can I see any fines being issued? I think that would be up to DPP. And at the end of the day, the Attorney General sits in a room with the Cabinet regularly. This could have been sorted out when it was flagged on the 7th of May, and it needs to be sorted out.
Councillor Neil McNeillis in Galway, thank you for speaking to us.